Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
It's the program.
So, once a day, every day, we turn on the machines and we start talking for an hour.
Yeah, we started.
And now we have about 59 minutes and change to go yet. So, that's look right. Out.
Look, he's back.
You're back. Oh, well.
Yeah, I am back also.
I took a 24-hour hiatus because my Wednesday schedule just wasn't able to compete with Kenny's.
Did you miss him, viewers? For the day?
Yeah, call in right now on that phone number, 836-4384, area code 360, and tell me how much you miss me or not.
Maybe. You saw somebody on the street since you had extra time.
Yeah, five of our viewers out there?
Well, in the future, everybody's going to be watching it. You know, right now.
Yes.
It's been all the way into the future and, you know, 20 years when everybody's watching.
When people will take this as a curriculum class of how they lived 20 years prior, but...
Well, not only that, but the curriculum is... history, because the program, you know, in 20 years, it'll be so important to history that they'll have to go back and watch all this stuff.
That's right.
All the kids in the future, they're going to be marathoning the program. They're going to be watching each episode in a row, like in a marathon, like without sleeping. And, well, maybe they can sleep, but the program runs even 24 hours a day in a room that you sit and watch it, like. And right now, we're a couple weeks in.
Yeah.
I think the marathoners, or maybe a whole month. I think they did somebody did the math once.
Yeah.
But I forgot what it was.
I for those that can't learn by osmosis yet, you know, us, you know, in current day or, you know, like school.
You can't learn by osmosis? How else do you learn?
Well, you learn by reading, but
That's osmosis, in my opinion.
Well, I suspect in 20 years they'll have, like, these metal caps that go over your head, and, you know, the information are just like, buzzed or generated through your skull or whatnot.
I hope not stay out of my mind, CIA, geez.
Oh, well, that's for 20 years in the future, so yeah. We can relax, but it might, you know, education might become a little dicey once we get computer implants and whatnot, or something. I don't even know how that would work, so don't ask me, because I'm not Einstein.
Well, we don't need computer implants, we have computer phones, like... Why does it need to be in your head when you can just be on a phone?
Oh, well, so that you could have even quicker reaction time than, you know, the reaction time by, here, let me look that up, or let me talk to Siri on my phone or something. Siri,
what are you going to do with your life once you, if you have a direct connection to your brain, you might as well just die? I mean, I think like that, it's going to... You can just do anything in your brain. Why would you even need to function anymore?
The benefit, though, is that we could all kind of act like Lex Luthor or have the Lex Luthor intellect.
Yeah, and but so if everybody does, then nobody does. Everybody's dumb.
Well,
who's dumb? Who's not dumb? How
I'm
are you gonna know?
Not sure. You asked me if I saw anything on the streets, and
yeah.
I haven't. Well, I mean, I have, you know, doing the meditation on Wednesdays and whatnot, and support group on Wednesdays, and yeah, that's pretty much my entire schedule right there, from like noon to 9 o'clock. It's kind of interesting. There's an hour long meditation at noon, but there's like from 5:30 to 9 o'clock, I'm back there at that Buddha center, and so it's like I'm spending over 4 hours at that center every Wednesday.
Wow.
So yeah.
Did you actually want to start talking for an hour at some point, maybe? You're like, oh man, because I don't know what I would, if I missed a day, I would start being like, oh, what's going on?
I think of myself as just common, ordinary, Joe or Steve, but I know that those two names have come up regularly within the program, Joe and Steve.
Extraordinary.
And I'm
Oh yeah, angry Steve.
Yeah. I can only, anyway, I can only be myself, and myself is like, you know, volunteer or go to a support group and just kind of act more or less myself. I wouldn't know how else to act, which is a pretty good pointer if people see me perhaps getting slightly, just, you know, a little bit more popular after October or November with Arts Walk or whatever else I'm doing artistically.
You think it's going to get you popular?
Well,
sounds to me like you're getting your hopes up.
Yeah, well, it's not what I'm driving for. I'm certainly driving for, you know, trying to have a little corner of the universe that I could call my own. Or like I could, I call these what I'm creating children. So I could spawn all these different pictures. You know
they're not really children. They're not going to talk, learn to talk or anything.
Well, no, but they will. They will. You know, hopefully, give me or give my name or give something about me good credence and like, oh yeah, that's that Carl guy.
No, I don't think that those ear paintings are going to do anything like that. Especially, I think it's good that you're doing it and everything, but
yeah.
nobody's going to like think of your name in the paintings and like, oh, Carl, that guy's on them. I want to get to know that guy. What an amazing artist. Like, I don't think that's going to happen like that. That's not really how.
Well, maybe or maybe not. I mean, you probably know the picture of the Scream or whatever. It's got like this kind of like egg shape. You know, it's wider at the top than at the bottom of this person's head. You know, the
like
head.
The chef hat? What are you talking about?
No, the Scream, it was painted around 1905 or...
The Scream. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that was
like...
You're
going to be the next Van Gogh?
Well, my dad actually calls me Vincent in the pet name. And I'm like, wow, okay, Dad. Hopefully I'm not going to cut off like a portion of my ear or earlobe or whatever and send it to a dog somewhere.
Well,
I mean, come on, Dad. So
good luck, Carl. You're going to be an amazing artist.
Maybe.
Famous artist.
I really love blending two different or three different colors together and then having that be the backdrop and then putting more colors.
It only happens at night. It didn't happen during the day. I think you're going to, maybe you're our window to the future of with all the people watching. So maybe after you become a famous artist, people will like, I'm going to watch that the Carl show.
Anyway, I really like blending two or three different colors together and
like
then putting additional colors on top of the overlay, the foreground, background, putting additional colors on the foreground and not smearing them, just having them be as they are, and it's a nice effect. And I'm going to get up now, and I'm going to search for this fire alarm, and I'm going to do something. Hopefully non-violent. Don't worry, Bird. I'm not going to go violent on...
Take out the battery.
Probably, yeah. That's probably what I should do. Are you okay? Are the viewers okay talking to you? You're talking back to them? Or should I, like, try to... get like some sort of like portable mic or
I mean,
we don't have portable mics here, but I just
maybe you want now. Hold on, because look at that.
Oh! I didn't hear the pinball, though.
I think it's happening right there.
I think it's happening behind us, but I didn't hear that pinball drop.
It happened?
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's get a pen out, and I have one here, and we'll write on our hands between the numbers of 1 through 6, and whoever finds the number that they picked on their hand at the end of the program with the most amount of dice, that person wins. And if it's a tie, we we tie the tie or something.
Here we go. We're getting a phone call. Oh. Hello, caller.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
4. Oh, hello? Oh, you won. Hello, caller?
Hello, why is your number on TV?
We're on TV.
I see that. I'm looking at you. Are you guys live or what?
How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, real good. Have you ever been on
TV? Good, what? Huh?
Have you ever been on TV before?
No.
You're on it now.
I'm on it right now, whatever.
You're on TV.
I'm not on TV.
You are on TV.
You mean my voice is on TV?
Your voice is on TV. Well, we can mm-hmm. see you too. Look at that camera, it's in your window.
Oh, yeah. You're funny.
No.
We're looking at you.
You happen to be hyper live, and so this program will air a week in the future. So next week you'll be able to hear what we talked about for about 10 minutes prior.
Hello? Oh, they hung up. I didn't think maybe they didn't expect us to answer. What?
People pleasing.
You want to please them?
To explain what the program is, or
yeah, why are you doing that? It seems like you didn't please them, Carl. Are you upset about that? Because I think they are.
I'm fine.
They need to please themselves.
Yeah.
Don't even try to please anybody. Nobody's gonna. It's not gonna work like that. You just gotta. If you're unhappy about it, other people, maybe it's your own fault. That's what I think.
Could be.
Yeah, don't try to cater to people, Carl. You don't need to do that.
Well, I'm not a chef, no. I'm not holding up a...
Not catering like food cater, but like, serve them and do the other people's bidding to make them happy.
Well, I guess I could serve souffle to the entire Thurston County, but that might be hard.
Happy, but if you're good at cooking the souffle there, and I know you can't cook stuff because you... Use like heating elements. Do you even use a microwave?
I don't have a microwave at home.
How often do you eat like warm food instead of just cold, like cold food? Almost all cold, right?
Oh, I have gotten back into the routine of cooking for myself.
Oh
so.
Yeah, that's good. What are you eating?
I still have like starchy stuff, so like mashed potatoes, the powdered potatoes that I could get at Costco, or the minute rice I could get at Costco, or macaroni that I could get at Costco. But I think I do a lot of walking and running around enough to justify, eating. I know, it's annoying. It annoys me too. Justify somewhat to eat what I want.
Well, you gotta eat some vegetables too if you're running. Gotta get some vitamins in there, I think.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in the morning I take vitamins, fish oil and whatnot. And fish oil, of course, is not a substitute for the nutrients that I would be found in broccoli
also
or
with vitamins. I think you don't absorb
cauliflower.
I heard you don't absorb the vitamins
or kale.
When it's in food, your body absorbs it. When it's in those pills, it doesn't as much or something like that. That's what somebody told me. But You know, I'm not too worried about your health. I think you're doing probably pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Kenny. But, yeah, no, the powdered mashed potatoes, you know, that...
It's kind of cooking.
Is, well, yeah, it's probably not the best style in the world, but, you know, maybe I had this dream for, like, maybe... a year and a half or whatever, like, if I could actually move out and, you know, be like some sort of artist that is prominent enough to, you know, get a bigger, better apartment.
Money artist?
Size. Well, sure.
A bigger, better apartment. Why don't you move up into a... house or a...
Well, I could do that, but I don't know if
in your dreams, though, these are your wild dreams, you know, to say,
right.
Your apartment.
Right. If I'm like, okay, if there is a for sale sign just right outside the door, you know, some location, I'm not so clear if they're still gonna be, you know, like Honda Civics and Honda, you know, whatever Mitsubishi vehicles with, you know, those crazy tin can mufflers. On the other hand, the house would most likely have a basement, and so I could go down in the basement. If it was broad daylight and I could do some more sketch work.
Yeah.
There are benefits and disadvantages to just about anything I can visualize in my head, so.
Yeah, pros and cons with everything. I mean, nothing can be all good or bad, I think.
Yeah.
Whoa, that beeping. We got some messages. Maybe we should hear it.
Or take our time hearing it.
You don't want to hear it? You want to wait?
No, I tease. Maybe I, you know, to keep some of the people on the edge of their seat, you know. Oh, are they going to play my message, you know? Or
are you on your edge of your seat, Dan Dombler and Mr. Ginsu? Because they don't watch the show even. The people who are calling are people who are just calling to talk to us, and they don't even watch the show anymore. Our Dan Dombler never did ever, so.
Actually, this is Dan.
He just wants to talk to me.
Did you see the barbecue?
You didn't?
Did you see the barbecue?
Yeah, you did.
He's coming back. It doesn't matter how late it is. Actually, this is Dan.
Oh, it's good to see you at the barbecue.
Did you see the barbecue?
I think it's too late to call him back, even though he said it's call him whenever. I'm going to not anyway.
Well, yeah, because someone has to be the adult in this relationship. I mean,
what do you? That's not very nice.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I think
it's slap my hand, joke. Viewers. That's wrong for Carl to say.
Yeah, jeez.
Stop it, Carl.
Slightly offensive, Carl.
You're mean. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's the Mr. Ginsu messages. To see what he has to say. He's back. I'm glad he's back. He took a hiatus for maybe a month or two. I thought. Mr. Ginsu, where are you going?
What the fuck? Over. What's going down, motherfucker? You got about
I can't
2 hours,
tell you.
5 minutes to call me. I'm kicking your cunt.
No.
Go hurry the frick up.
Come on, man.
Well, he's in a hurry. You better hurry up.
Oh, look at that. I should have known.
Oh, the calendar, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
Thank you, Joe. It's Tooth Decay.
Tooth Decay? Oh, Joe.
Well.
Have you ever had cavities?
I had cavities, but I had them filled or whatever, so.
Brush and floss every day.
Yeah,
kids.
Brush and floss every day. You don't want to come out like what is that Simpsons character Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, it's info time.
Yeah. Oh, here are answers to some frequently asked questions about the program you're watching right now. It's called Your Daily Hour with Me. It's a call-in television talk show on the radio that's recorded right here in Thurston County every day of the year. It airs during that 11:30 p.m. on Channel 22 and 2 a.m. on Low Power FM. Each episode broadcasts a week after it was taped. So if watching this on TV at 11:30 p.m., this episode taped the same weekday of the previous week. If you're watching this at 2 a.m., this episode taped the same day of the month of the previous year. You can also watch any episode of the program on YouTube.com. Anyone can come on the program, especially you. We rely on the community for content, so give us a call at 360-836-4384 and leave a message. We'll call you back on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in, and now back to the program.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to become a cartoon character known for your lack of brushing your teeth.
You know, that's like a lot of people have those scary nightmares where your teeth are falling out, right? Isn't that like a very common nightmare where you...
I've never had that.
Yeah, but you I've had it. You're like, oh, one of my teeth is loose. Oh, and Dan actually just got smacked in the face when one of his tooth was loose. That's a big fear of mine, though, I think. I guess a fear or a nightmare, yeah. And you go, you feel your teeth, and you're like, uh-oh, something's wrong with my teeth. And one of your teeth comes out. You're like, uh-oh, that's not right.
No, that's not right.
Oh, and then you start. This is getting.
I think I'm overly
talking about my own nightmares.
Confident that my teeth are going to do that.
I don't think I'm pretty confident that that's not gonna happen. But then you.
Oh.
I start thinking in this nightmare, recurring nightmare, that I'm like, oh, something is gritty. I'm chewing on something gritty, and then I'm like, oh, it's a piece of my other tooth. Oh, I'm chewing and my teeth are falling apart. I'm chewing on them. I'm chewing on my own teeth, and chewing on the teeth is causing them more harm because I'm chewing on hard things. They're my own teeth, and they're grinding on each other. And it's messing them up. That's a reoccurring nightmare. And I think I hear that it's a kind of common one. So it might be something to look out for. So brush and floss to avoid that.
Well, lucky for us, I think medical science has evolved, or dental science, or...
I think medical science, dental science counts as medical science, but yeah.
The falling out of teeth just by happenstance, surely that happened... You know, in the days of Christopher Columbus,
yeah, well, I'm not,
more
I'm,
and more
it's not
common.
A real, it's not like a fear that it's going to happen in life. It's just like, whoa, what if that? It's just like you think about that happening, and then you go like, ugh. It's that kind of fear. You know, not a like. I think this is actually going to happen. It's more of a just like a kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's another message.
Oh, let's go.
What?
Hey! Oh, let's go!
That was a weird message.
Was that Mr. Ginsu?
It was. And then here's the last Mr. Ginsu message, and then maybe we'll call him.
Here we go.
Oh, well, somebody freaking needs to get kicked so hard to be wearing Freddy's ass for a hat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you call. Yeah, but it is.
Not yet.
Somebody's not doing the show on time.
Didn't
do the show on time.
Hey.
You fucked.
We
all fucked.
Have a schedule.
Fuck. Yeah, what's on time?
Do the fucking show, do it on time, or fucking get fucking fat.
What are you talking about on time?
Oh, pot smoker, but you smoke a pot in the closet somewhere.
Who decides what
get
on time
the fucking
is?
Show on the fucking road, motherfucker.
You know who decides what on time
hey.
Is?
Right now.
God.
Now.
Well, I was going to say us, but after you said that, that's who... we do.
Well,
we're making our own decisions, Mr. Ginsu. There's no schedule. We make the schedule. We're not late.
Yeah.
You're early.
Oh, boy. hashtag here we go again.
Talking about things, using internet speaking life.
Say talking about.
That's what it means. Don't say the other thing. Say talking about. Talking about life here.
Kicking people in their poos, I don't know.
Don't repeat what Mr. Ginsey says. That's his trap. He's trying to get you to say nasty things. Hello? Oh.
Okay, well then I'm not going to say nasty things. I'm going to say I hate that alarm.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
He's not here and he can't receive any more phone answering machine messages. Press 5.
Hey, Mr. Ginsey, it's the programming calls back.
You have about 32 minutes remaining.
Thank you. There it goes. That was Mr. Ginsey.
Or at least his mailbox, voice box.
Voicemail box.
I'm gonna go crazy.
With the beeping?
How is this different than how you're usually acting? I'm sure someone is asking me right now.
Yeah, they can't hear it. It just kind of comes through my head.
And I say that, but...
The viewers might just think we're crazy.
Well...
What are you
people know me as slightly...
Oh, Mr. Ginsey just tried to call us back.
Fabulous.
But we're calling Freddy, but we'll call Mr. Ginsey again. Maybe after, if Freddy doesn't answer, we'll leave Freddy a message, and then we'll call Mr. Ginsey next. We'll say, hey, Mr. Ginsey.
Hey, you've reached Freddy.
Oh, this is
Freddy.
I can't come to the phone right now, Mr. Ginsey.
But if you leave me a nice message, then I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks a lot.
A nice message. Freddy, it's programming calls back.
You got about 31 minutes remaining.
Tooth Decay. All right, here we go. It's called Mr. Ginsey. I really don't want to ask Mr. Ginsey about Tooth Decay, but we might end up doing this.
Well, you can leave it to me.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do it. Well, I don't want to hear about Mr. Ginsey. I don't want to hear about other people's Tooth Decay. It's not a subject that
Well, if he has ants crawling out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're cleaning his teeth.
Oh. Oh, like alligators do.
Hello? Mr. Ginsey, what are you doing? Are you watching TV?
What?
What's that noise? The radio? Are you listening to the radio or watching TV?
Listening to the radio.
Because you still don't have TV.
Yeah, I don't have TV.
Do you have internet?
I turned it off. What's going down?
Talk radio. We're here in the studio and we're almost halfway through the program.
Do you have internet?
No.
No. Oh.
Just radio now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You listen to a lot of radio. You still got videos and video. You're still playing video games and stuff.
You don't get to do the old shit.
What video game system? You got Xbox 360 still?
Yep.
Didn't get the new one?
Mm-mm.
You seen anything on the streets?
Why would I get a new one when I got an old one?
Yeah, that's right. You seen anything on the streets?
I don't have the Red Ring of Death yet.
Yeah.
On the Xbox 360, so.
That's good. You see anything on the streets?
No. I did hear about something, but I'm not sure. Nope. I think my uncle's driving down the street with his frickin' soft top for his frickin' car, halfway hanging out his car or something.
Is it broken?
Yep, it's broke.
So what happens when it's like windy or something, and then it's like... Flops it around or what?
No, just parts broke whenever you hit the switch or you get something in there and broke and now it's fucking stuck halfway open and halfway closed.
Oh man, that's
sucks.
So he can't yeah, drive in the rain, huh?
And he took it in the shop and he says they don't make that part anymore.
No more driving in the rain.
That's right.
Hey, it's time for the dice game.
Okay, I'll go six.
You'll get a six, all right.
Here we go.
Does Charlie have a six?
Charlie gets a three.
Charlie got a three.
He always gets a three.
Okay.
Here goes. One, two, four, and what's the last one? I can't see it. Three, 1, 4, 3. Well, I won. I got 500 points. I have a one. You lost.
I get it. I lost.
Yeah,
I had something to tell you earlier, but I fucking can't remember what the hell it was. It was going to be funny, but I don't know what the hell it was. What the hell is going on, Carl? You fucking sitting back there fucking saying nothing, being quiet over here?
Yeah, Carl, what are you doing? He's coming back. We actually have a, there's like a fire alarm, a smoke alarm that's beeping, like, because the battery is low, but we don't know where it is.
That's funny right there.
No, it ain't. But okay, I'll enjoy little bit of laughing in, at my expense. This one time. No, I tease.
No, okay. I guess we will go with that then.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, how are the ants?
Oh, I'm feeding them outside now, so. I see a lot less of them.
You're baiting them outside, huh? Yeah.
You took them with you?
Nope.
Or you found a new family?
You didn't move, did you? You're still in the same place, right?
I didn't move the ants. I just moved where I fed the ants.
Yeah, but he didn't move. You didn't move residences, though, right?
I didn't bring no ants from here to there. No.
Yeah. So that they're not crawling on you while you sleep anymore?
Nope.
That's good.
Yep, they stay over in that one corner and pretty much they don't even show up no more because they're all happy I'm feeding them outside.
Yeah, well, you were feeding them inside so that you're like drawing them to you, but you never got bit once now that they're gone?
No, whenever you feed them outside, you can put the food down.
Yeah.
And then by the next day, it's all covered up with dirt. Big amount of dirt there.
Did you ever get bit? You ever get bit?
And all the little, and all the ants are like the size of a little piece of pepper.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I saw.
So that's a lot of dirt to move whenever fucking you're the size of a piece of pepper.
I saw something on the streets yesterday too, and I forgot what it was. I was supposed to say something about it.
What the hell was that?
What? Did you hear the beep?
No. Of course I heard the beep. It's a fucking dead battery.
Yeah, it's a battery on a smoke alarm. But we don't know where it is. We keep hearing the beep, but we can't locate the alarm. It's somewhere up here. We're in a room with really high ceilings. Like, there's no ceiling, so it's just like the roof, and we don't know where it is. We can't find it. It's a problem.
Chucky hit it.
What?
Chucky? He came over and hit it.
Charlie can find it. Charlie can't find it. We can't tell him what to find. He won't.
Chucky. Chucky. Chucky, not Charlie.
Chucky. Like the killer doll?
As in Yucky Chucky, yeah.
Like Chucky, like from Child's Play, Chucky, like the killer doll?
That doll won't obey commands.
He'll try to kill us.
He'll make up his own commands.
What? Mr. Ginsu's messed your phone. The phone's messed up for a minute here. I'm trying to fix it. Oh, wait, what?
Just don't stick your hand back in that crawl space to fucking go look for that thing, because you know you don't stick your hand back there.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming. It seems like it should be obvious. But I don't know where it is. It might be like in a box or something. Maybe that's what's going on. It's like not on the wall like we think it is. Maybe it's like just in one of these many boxes.
Right, right. That's probably the key right there.
You can't like hear it. You can't get to it just from hearing it because it doesn't beep like enough times to like get like a sense of where it is when you hear it.
Well, I mean, I tried taking my time a little bit, but it doesn't beep. It beeps once every 2 minutes or something, or 3 minutes, and it's like somewhat boring.
It's boring for you to try to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta find it though. But it wasn't going off during the day. I was here in the daytime, and it wasn't going off.
What?
Like all yesterday didn't go off, but you were here what, 2 days ago, so must I don't
what
know.
What the fuck? I called all yesterday and you never answered the phone. What the fuck?
You called all yesterday? We did the program early yesterday, about 2 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck y'all about? Then I don't even know that you're doing it so earlier, so I can't get in on it.
We're doing it whenever. That's how we've always done it. So it's kind of,
No, I don't have to keep leaving messages, because then I get shit in the stick on leaving the messages, because I have to leave a lot of messages. And the message is going to get so fucking short that fucking, it's like, why do you even leave a message? It's going to be like Dan over there going, oh, come back. And then that's it. That's all you get. Come back.
Yeah, we'll do what you want.
Hey, motherfucker, if I asked you fucking, then I'd be fucking somewhere else.
What?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know the schedule, and I'm not going to change the schedule or anything, so. Like, I'm not
going to start. Alright, well, send me the schedule. Have Freddy send me the schedule, and then I'll fucking know, and then fucking we'll both know, and then I'll be happy, and you'll shut the fuck up, and shit like that.
Well, we don't have a schedule, though. We just decide when we feel like it, so. The only way to ensure a call is the messages. Or you can try to develop some kind of second sense, try to feel out when we're doing the program or something.
Something that will fuck off. I don't want to do that no more.
We're not saying that. We're
Nobody's making you do anything.
No, fuck yes you are. You fucking keep making me do that shit. And I'm fucking, golly. You gotta give me a different part in the show.
You want
making you do stuff.
You want us to tell you ahead of time?
Yes. That'd be fine.
Can I tell you ahead of time when the show's happening so you can prepare yourself? I think it's better that you're not prepared for it and we're keeping you in the dark a little bit. You gotta try to find out when we're doing it and stuff. Oh.
Yeah, when you show up for the show so that I can be part of the show and then we can all have fun.
What?
You're not having enough fun. You need schedules aren't fun. Schedules are like the opposite of fun.
I know we're all having fun because Dave Robin.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, sometimes we don't decide until a couple hours before we actually are taping. So.
Hey, who's we? We who fucking
meet
you? What about when Ryan decides?
Well,
when do I get to decide anything, Carl?
It's not my decision. It's an agreement between us, but I won't be able to call you after we both confirm with one another, okay, we're going to tape at 10 o'clock at night or midnight or 1 o'clock in
the
morning.
The message thing is not working for you. I think the message, I don't see anything wrong with the message system. Hey, it's time for a commercial break, though. You want to hang on the line if you want.
All right. There ain't nothing wrong with the message system. I ain't saying nothing there is or nothing. I'm just saying, fuck, what the fuck's going on, motherfucker?
Well, here we go, into a commercial break.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I bet we're here on the commercial break, and now Carl's going to be talking.
tells about. They tell it, and then Carl says, hey, what the fuck going on over here?
Yeah, New Moon Cafe, yum yum.
What the fuck, over?
Dude, this is a commercial. Can you
fucking commercial, motherfucker. I was having my own commercial, motherfucker.
Bro. Cool. Just be cool, and things will be okay.
Why?
Yeah?
No, really. You gotta text me whenever we have fucking practice, and then we'll fucking make a movie, and it'll be a secret movie, and then nobody will ever fucking know until we're done with it. And
yeah,
then fucking,
how's that movie coming out for you? Do you got a script written yet? I need to have a script in order to say...
I don't like that.
Coming up tonight on the program.
Before you come on, that movie stuff with that stuff. I don't like that movie stuff.
Yeah, John, I'm sorry about that. There's nothing we can do about it. Hey, everybody, it's the commercial. We've got John on the phone. John, we're talking about bees today.
Have you got stung? What's the difference between a hornet and...
Have you ever been stung by a bee, John?
No, I don't get stung by a bee, but I have bugs when I'm outside. I have my coffee in the mornings. I have,
check it out, 11:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Channel 22. I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about your movie, but a movie... most likely has dialogue in it, and so if you have dialogue of someone to say something, number one, it should be on paper, and number two, it should have, like, person A say this, and person B say...
Are you describing a script right now?
Well, in layman terms, yeah.
In layman terms, yeah, instead of what? I don't get what you're talking about.
Hopefully that didn't go down the wrong pipe for you.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Just take
hello,
a
fine.
Giant,
I'm
like,
Carl.
Long rip or something. What's your script? You're making a movie?
Yeah.
Is it about the lasers? You were talking about lasers. Like 2 months ago or something like that?
I don't know. I think I lost my phone around 2 months ago.
Like dropping down from a ceiling, maybe? Like in Mission Impossible 1? No?
Protecting my pot plants with lasers?
Never mind.
Lasers? I just wanted to...
No! When you were describing something, it seemed to be like almost like an offshoot of Mission Impossible, you know, where someone drops from the ceiling. Ethan Hunt, I think the character, but Kenny's already going to say spoilers, no more.
Oh, yeah.
And,
and Kenny put the kibosh on it, right?
Okay, what?
Kibosh.
Kibosh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Stop.
Oh.
Make it stop.
Take a big old shit right on it.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, he did. He said, nope, we ain't doing that.
Huh?
It's already been done.
Not really.
Next.
Okay, next. Well, if that's not your movie, then we're all relieved. So give up.
Well, speak for yourself.
Good.
Well,
I'm not relieved.
Carl's relieved. Kenny's not relieved.
No,
Kenny ain't relieved. Dan ain't relieved. Dr. Carl thinks he's relieved, but he ain't relieved.
I'm not a doctor.
Nobody's relieved of duty. You still got duty.
I'm not a doctor, but go ahead and...
Mr. Ginsu, we're getting a call on the other line. We're getting a call on the other line. We'll talk to you. Maybe we'll call you back. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, program.
Oh, hey, Freddy.
How you doing?
Freddy. I'm doing good. Happy Tooth Decay Day.
Yeah. Happy.
Well, happy.
Have you ever had one of those dreams where your teeth fall out? I have also. I don't know if anybody's into dream analysis, but I don't know what that dream is about.
You know, I'm not into dream analysis. I think that dreams are looks into parallel universes that, you know, your other parallel selves are living at the same time. But sometimes people who are into dream analysis think it has something to do with lying.
Oh, yeah?
But I definitely have had...
I don't lie. Too much?
Where someone... Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty truthful as well, but maybe I'm afraid of lying. I don't put any credence into dream analysis.
Yeah.
Really, I think most people can do it themselves. But that's what some people would tell you from those books. But, you know, it's pretty strange, and you're just dreaming along, and then suddenly your teeth all fall out of your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I also have this thing where if I chew on a thing and I find something hard, I pause for thinking and think, oh my god, I lost a tooth and I'm chewing it.
Oh, I know, that's so terrible. And that's not even dreaming, that's real life.
Yeah.
You feel that.
Do you ever, like, eating popcorn or something, and then for a second you think that you've lost a tooth and that you're chewing on your own teeth?
Oh, yeah. Kirsten and I both, we had this, like, salad that somehow maybe got little tiny pieces of quartz crystal in it because, I don't know, we were, like, cleaning these crystals we found on Snoqualmie Pass and also making a salad at the same time, and then somehow we think bits of the crystals got maybe into the salad. I'm not too sure, but we kept biting things, and then you'd like feel something really hard to crunch in your mouth, and it would hurt a little bit. And then yeah, I was like a big worry. It's like, are my teeth okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah, but at least you're eating crystals. That sounds like a good thing.
I don't know. Crystals are like the only things that can cut through other hard metals or like, you know, glass or something.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that they're like magical, but maybe they're probably just hard and sharp.
Yeah. I actually wanted to bring... I'm glad I caught you guys because I wanted to see if you or the viewers knew anything about this thing called an oil pull. It's like a form of keeping your teeth... or teeth cleansing I've heard about recently. Like really only in the last couple months, but you take like coconut oil and swish it around in your mouth for like 15 minutes and spit it out. And supposedly it's supposed to clean your mouth and your teeth and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I think today should have been Tooth Health Day.
Tooth Health Day, not Tooth Decay Day.
Yeah, but somebody else named the day, but it's similar. Like, it's like the two sides of the same like subject, and we could have called it Health Day, and then it would involve tooth decay, but then we wouldn't have to focus on it.
Dental hygiene day.
Yeah.
This kind of thing happened with my father.
With the oil thing?
No.
Have you heard of the oil thing, though, first off?
No. I've never heard...
Have you tried the oil thing?
No, I'm about to. I'm going to do it.
Like today?
I don't know. It's kind of late.
That seems very pleasant, you know, because I use mouthwash sometimes.
Yeah.
And that is very unpleasant.
Oh, it burns. It hurts your tongue, even.
It burns and it tastes bad, and then it makes every, like, other stuff taste bad for a while. And it's seems like it's... I heard that it could possibly damage your, like, tissues. Like, not your teeth. Good for your teeth, but maybe it's not so good for your, like, tongue and your mouth and stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, coconut oil is a good solution because you could totally use it. I mean, you're eating it in food and things, you know, so you know that it's food safe. You know, they tell you not to drink the mouthwash or even toothpaste. It's not safe for consumption.
Yeah.
Just for cleansing and spitting out, which I, as a kid, when I realized that you're not allowed to eat the toothpaste, I was just like, why are we even putting this in our mouth then?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, it's like stuff for your teeth, not good for your body. It's kind of a weird system.
I have the mouthwash that is for kids. I would be like concerned whether or not I was taking the proper amount of mouthwash. So I get the mouthwash that has like a straw within it, and then you just squeeze the bottle and just the proper amount comes to the top.
Most mouthwash comes with a little cap full, but I don't think it really matters how much mouthwash you use. Like, there's no like really good or bad amount. You just kind of swish it around, so I don't think it's like it needs to be an exact amount.
But some of this mouthwash tastes like bubble gum, or I got one right now that tastes like watermelon.
But then you want to drink it.
Yeah, then you want to drink it, and that's kind of dangerous. But at least it's not, you know, spicy, hot, minty, burning mouth.
Well, some of that burning stuff is what makes you feel like it's doing something.
Yeah,
I think if there wasn't that burning feeling, I would think, is this really actually doing anything, or where's that burning feeling?
Yeah, and I'd be concerned about maybe sugar in my mouthwash.
It would be the opposite of what's good. Hey, it's time for the final dice game. You want to pick a number here?
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I'm gonna pick 5.
Here it goes. 1, 3, 3, 6, 4, 1. I won. I got 1,000 points. Unless somebody has a 3, Charlie would have won, but I have a 1,000 points, so I won.
Nice job, Charlie. I mean, good job, Kenny. You did it. You won today.
Yeah.
You're a winner.
Charlie could have won.
You know, I'm glad I got a hold of you guys. I saw the message. I decided since it was Toothcake Day, if I got a hold of you, then I would brush my teeth tonight after I talked to you on the phone. And
good
if
idea.
I didn't get a hold of you, I was just going to let my teeth rot in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I want to get a grill, but I'm a little bit afraid that it's going to mess up my teeth.
Oh, like a, like not a, like a cooking grill. But
like a wrapper grill.
Huh?
You don't know what a wrapper,
I don't know what a wrapper grill is.
You don't know what a grill is?
Maybe it's best that I don't know.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Carl? You living under a rock? You haven't heard the term grill? Ice on my grill?
Sure. It sounds good.
I saw my girl, money on my
mind. A rock.
Money in my mouth.
Well, yeah. What do you think a grill is? If you would just guess.
I think of this the Dodge Charger that it was the General Lee. You know, the very front didn't have headlights. I think of that.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a grill. I think the front of your car is a grill also, but
yeah.
I want one. I mean, think this is like a grill.
The car grill, it's a chrome and it's very shiny.
Yeah.
And it's got maybe vertical slats. It's kind of like that, but for your mouth.
Yeah, maybe that's where the term comes from, for your mouth, from the car grill.
Huh.
I think so. You're pretty close there.
It's like a car grill in your mouth.
One more leap from the car to the mouth.
I was almost thinking about just getting a mouth guard. It's almost like you get plastic rings. It's like a plastic grill.
Yeah, get a mouth guard and then just cover it with tinfoil. I think you got it.
Oh yeah, isn't that like you people like chew tinfoil and then like mess with your teeth somehow?
Oh, that would really sting.
It definitely hurt. It hurts terribly bad. It's like if you're eating a burrito and you forgot to pick off a piece of that tinfoil and it gets in between your teeth, that hurts. So bad.
I've never gotten hurt from, but it's like a shock. It's like you get shocked somehow.
No, it's
like
just like a sting.
Like, why does it hurt? Is it because you're chewing hard stuff, or isn't it? It's some kind of weird like reaction between your teeth and the metal, right?
Yeah, your enamel of the teeth or something.
I thought it might be. Yeah, I remember that's like some kind of science stuff. It's like getting shocked. I think it might be getting shocked or something.
Could be.
Well, every time you think, there's electricity going through your brain.
Yeah, maybe it's like...
Who knows if there's, like, residual electricity...
In your teeth.
Or in the foil itself.
Well, maybe that's why your teeth have the coating of enamel to keep them from conducting electricity from your brain to the rest of your body.
Yeah, it's like short-circuiting... When you chew aluminum foil, you're short-circuiting your brain through your teeth, maybe.
Who knows?
Well, we don't know. We're theorizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all something that maybe someday we'll find out, but maybe it could remain a mystery forever. Just like, where do those holes in your teeth come from anyway?
No. I think they, they come from acids. When you eat acid, like orange juice or sugar, you know, fruit juice is a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the fiber in it that normal fruit has to kind of counteract that sugar overload.
Yeah. Look out for that stuff. I'm more concerned about teeth stuff than regular health. Like,
oh man, I need to go get. I've got wisdom teeth on both sides of my mouth.
Well, some people don't need to get them out.
No, these are sideways. They're pushing my two middle teeth in the front of my mouth on the bottom side. They are pushing them together.
Oh, so yeah.
My teeth are slowly closing in on themselves.
Uh-oh. Well, that's a bummer.
I need to go do something about that.
Oral surgery.
Poor Dan. Tooth.
Yeah. Dan lost a tooth almost. Or something. You have your wisdom teeth, Carl?
No.
You got them taken out?
I don't know how to answer that question because.
Did you get them taken out ever?
No, I don't believe so. I think I have my tonsils and whatnot still.
No, not your tonsils, your wisdom teeth. You know, so if you didn't get them removed, then you still have them.
Oral surgery, I think I still have.
Sometimes they knock you out for that kind of stuff. Maybe someone did that without your knowledge.
Oh yeah. Do you have any blackout moments in your life that you woke up and your mouth hurt a little bit and you didn't know why?
No. Oh,
that's good. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Hopefully blackout. Yeah, blackouts are never a good thing, probably, unless you wake up. I was going to say, well, if you black out and when you wake up, you have a bunch of stuff or something, you've gained things, but I think that would be questionable. Like, where did that stuff come from?
It's always a little bit disconcerting no matter what happens.
Yeah.
I definitely am going to get my wisdom teeth out, and then I think they're going to put me on crazy drugs. I've seen videos of people on the internet who, after getting some of their tooth decay fixed, they come back from the doctor all whacked out, and I think it'd be fun to maybe call on the program and leave a message, or even just schedule the doctor's appointment in the time.
And then come right on afterwards. At least get a tape of it. I think the cell phone tapes.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good ones.
My father had a story similar to yours.
Is
in
this
which
real life?
He bit into some sort of like blizzard at Dairy Queen that was like a Heath bar or something like that, and the chunk. Knocked out a corner of his tooth, and he was just like, he actually thought that the Heath, part of his tooth was the dessert itself.
Oh, it's the end of the program.
And when he went outside,
That's why I didn't want to hear it. We made through another episode of the program without losing consciousness or dying. I came pretty close today with all this tooth decay talk.
Yeah, the sharpness of the cold kind of told him that it was his tooth.
That's terrible.
I know.
Like
Thanks, Mr. Ginsu.
Brush your teeth.
Thanks, Dan Doble. Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you, Charlie, Kenny,
Thanks, Carl.
Freddie, yes.
Thanks, all the people who have invested in their time and the health and like the history.
Thank you, Joe, for the subject of the today's episode, and thank you, Mr. Ginsu.
Here it goes. We made it.
All right.
Yay.
I'm gonna go to bed. Program.
Good night.
I really needed to get some of that stuff off my chest.
Episode number and date and day of the week. Thank you. TV channel 22.
On 11:30 p.m. and 2 a.m.
YDSWM.com on the internet.
Facebook,
yay.
Twitter, YouTube. Check it out if you'd like.
360-836-4384. Crew, you guys want to be on the crew? I'm doing thing, Ken, if you want, though. Carl's on the crew. I'm on the crew. Freddy's on the crew. Mr. Goose is on the crew. Dan Opel's on the crew. UFO FBI. Yeah. TCTV. Thank you. LeBaby.com. Check it out. Second feeling, whoa, Jordy Fabulous. Thurston County, Washington State, USA. Thank you. Hell yeah. Viewers and listeners. Hell yeah, dog.
Woof, woof.